10th parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Hay. Ten halachas by Tzoha. Moit to kikil Rishos HaRav Mekayis. One carries bread into Rishos HaRav Mitzvayev. That's obvious. Classic by Tzoha. From Rishos Yosef Rishos HaRav. Hoiti Uhu Shnayim. If two people carry out this bread, then there's two of them. It's an abnormal thing for two people to carry a piece of bread. It's only that something which one person can carry and two people to get together. This is ruled by all malachas. That if two people do a malacha, which one person normally would do, they are fucker. We're not saying it's permitted, but it's less of an issue. For some reason, somebody is forcing Mechal Shabbos, and he could get away with doing this. He gains something over his right sense of being over his right. Lo yachal echad mehitziyoy veitziuhu shnayim chayochim. If one person cannot carry it out, and two people did carry it out, then they are chayim, because that's the normal way of doing it. They're carrying a bench, which too heavy for one person to carry and two people carry, and then once again it's a normal way of carrying and they are over in the right, if they do it intentionally they'll get tefillah, intentionally they have to bring a korban chatos. Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon says get potter. He has a tremendous chiddush that he holds even if it's normal for two people to do the malacha, but since the Torah says that you're only chayav when you do the malacha by yourself, we don't pass in the Rabbi Shimon, we pass in that if it's normal for two people to do the malacha and they do it, they are both chayav. We learned in the previous program that there are certain measurements which are considered a normal amount. Food, for example, the size of a dried fig is a normal amount that somebody is chayav for carrying out. If he carried out less than the shear, and he also carried out, it was in a glass or a bowl, he's potter, even though the bowl has a shear, but since the bowl subordinate to the food, the main thing his intention was for the food, and the food is not enough to be chayiv, and he also puts on the kli. Tremendous chiddush. As a chayiv amita, puts on the amita. If someone carries out a live person who's able to walk by himself in the bed, and also he's puts on the amita. Now, we should not learn from here that it's permitted to do it. It's also in Jabonin. But to go around with a baby carriage on Shabbos, if the baby knows, does not know how to walk, then it's a deraita. But if the baby's like a young child already knows how to walk by themselves, then if you take the carriage for the baby, it'll be potter also on the carriage. It'll be only if it's a rabbonim. There may be certain leniences, and if it's a rabbonim, not for yourself, but ask a guy to do it under certain extenuating circumstances. One should ask his local role when it is or not permitted. That's a mace v'mita chayos. If someone takes out a dead body in a bed, he is chayos. Now this is a little bit of chiddush because why is he taking out this mace? He's not taking out the mace because he wants to do something with the mace. He wants to get the mace out of the house. So it could very well be a malacha shenis shiach l'gufa. He's not doing it for the sake of the mace. So either our mission is going to go according to the thing that says malacha shenis shiach l'gufa is chayos, or we have to find some way where he has some benefits, positive benefits, by having the mace outside. Also, if he doesn't have a full dead body, he has a kezayis worth of the mace, or a kezayis of a dead animal, or the size of a lentil bean of a sheris, he's chayis. Since these are the shiurim, that these things are metame, they have a chashivis, and if you carry them out, you are chayis. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says in all the cases of being wasted in the major potter for the reason we mentioned before. We asked the question that we said that either going according to the opinion that holds Malacha Shem Shech L'Gufa is Chayis, which is the case, but we said maybe there's some other Hechus in it, but the Mice of Shabbat Mishnah is like the first option that the Tanakhama holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha Shem Shech L'Gufa is Chayis, and therefore even though you're taking out the Mace, you shouldn't have Tum in the house or for whatever other reason is, you're not doing it just for the sake of the Mace, it's just to get rid of the Mace. And therefore, it's not the same change with the Gufa, Kunjab Yudhi Rechayim, Kunjab Shimon with Potter. Most of the Rishonim Paskin, Lachim Shem, Sri Gufa is Potter. The Rambam is Chayim, Nikadim Paskin, Potter.